Well, Iran's foreign minister says Washington should prove its good intentions if it wants to hold direct talks with Tehran. Ali Akbar Salehi was speaking in response to U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's recent overtures to Iran. Now, during the Munich Security Conference, Biden said Washington is ready to hold direct talks with Tehran on its nuclear program. Here's what the top Iranian diplomat told us in an exclusive interview in Munich.
We look at it positively. I think this is a good overture. But we will have to wait a little bit longer because there are other contradictory signals coming, which are the rhetorics, keeping all options on the table, threatening and all that. This does not go along with this new gesture. So we will have to wait a little bit longer and see whether they are really faithful this time. I would like to say this, that these are good signs. We in Iran have always said this, that we are a rational government and we look into resolving all outstanding international issues through negotiation. Disputes have to be resolved through negotiation. Conflict is not the way, and engagement is the way. When it comes to have a bilateral talk, to hold a bilateral talk on particular subjects, here I mean the nuclear file. This is not a red line, but we will have to see if the conditions are really, or if their gesture is this time a real gesture and not just to win the public opinion.
Well, let's switch over to Beirut. We're joined by Professor of Lebanese University, Mr. Mohsen Saleh. Thank you so much for being with us. Why do you think that the U.S. Wants to talk to Iran at this point in time?
Well, I guess that with the new role of the new government, new administration with Obama, the new foreign minister, John Kerry, and even the Chuck Hagel, the new what's so called defense minister, war minister, actually, I guess they felt that they don't do good with this kind of problems. They have to think in an open mind. For the first time, probably, I guess, this administration would be free from the pressure of the Zionist lobby. And whenever they get out from this pressure, I guess they have an open mind and they can go to vital talks with others, with Russians and Chinese and, of course, with Iran. Iran is a strategic and vital country in the region. And the Americans cannot do anything but to have kind of relations or talks under the table or above the table with the Iranians. The sanctions and the pressures from the Western and the American administrations could not do anything good to this region. They have to think in a positive way. And now Salehi expressed his optimism about this kind of statements from Joe Biden and from Obama, I guess, before he said it clearly that they want to do a dialogue with Iran. Well, this kind of talks without red lines, of course, it is welcomed by the international community. But the Americans, they have to show that they are sincere about such talks.
Do you think that the Americans are ready to show sincerity?
Because they are weak, possible, because they cannot do anything in Iraq or in the Middle East or in Afghanistan. When they want to withdraw from Afghanistan in the coming year, I guess they have to make kinds of arrangements in the region with Iran, especially in order to let their forces withdraw from Afghanistan. And I guess Iran is a powerful country now, and they are continuing in their project to make Iran Iran is forceful, powerful, and the leadership and the people of Iran are strong enough and empowered by the will of the Iranians, especially now we are in the 34 commemoration of the Imam Khomeini and the revolution, and we see now it is more powerful than before.
Okay.
So that the Americans, they have to resort to dialogue with Iran sooner or later, because under the pressure of the Iranian power, they have to do so.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Professor Mohsen Saleh of Lebanese University out of Beirut.